Yes, and that's true. And I concede to you that I'm not as familiar with that case. But what we do know is that whenever you've got one of the concerns in labor is that if we're allowed to exempt out certain people, does everybody pay for what is decided? Every member of the labor union pay for what is actually decided by a smaller number. So it's a very political. Of course, it isn't a federal constitutional issue as much as it's a federal statutory issue. But yeah, that's basically all I know on that issue.
And what it really rides to, Professor Barbour, is the First Amendment. And for a lot of people that have joined these unions or been forced to join by state legislation is the fact that they feel that their political beliefs are not being exercised through the people they're paying dues to. So, like I say, right now, they've kind of ruled on this individual group, the home health care workers, because they're physically not in government buildings. But I do see down the road potentially another lawsuit coming where it says, look, if you're going to take political stances, you have to take into account these members who are paying you dues.
I think that's absolutely correct, C4. Absolutely.